core and peripheral ideologies. Despite these criticisms and questions, the medical and rehabilitation enterprises remain two of the most important of the human service industries, and this is closely connected with the way both practices are linked to social control, and their theories fit with the ideology of capitalism and the construction of the able-bodied individual. Thus, for example, quote, "The aim of returning the individual to normality is the central foundation stone upon which the whole rehabilitation machine is constructed. If, as happened to me following my spinal injury, the disability cannot be cured, normative assumptions are not abandoned. On the contrary, they are reformulated so that they not only dominate the treatment phase, searching for a cure, but also totally color the helper's perception of the rest of that person's life. The rehabilitation aim now becomes to assist the individual to be as, quote, normal as possible, unquote. The result for me was endless, soul-destroying hours at Stoke Mandeville Hospital, trying to approximate to able-bodied standards by, quote, walking, unquote, with calipers and